At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
It is officially playoff time. What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We got a lot to get into today. We will take a peek into the upcoming wild card matchup against the Green Bay Packers. Some coordinators are already being eyed up for head coaching vacancies across the league, and I'll give you guys an update on the Jalen Hurts concussion situation. I know a lot of fans are worried or concerned about Jalen Hurts being in concussion protocol for this long. It's been like 2-3 weeks now. Some fans are worried that he might not be available for this game. I will give you guys some details on the intricacies of what goes into all that and why not to panic about Jalen Hurts and the status of this upcoming game. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to rate 5 stars, leave those reviews. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Thank you guys for always taking care of me on that front. Hope you guys had a happy new year. I came back and did an episode last week to get the ball rolling again, and now we're back in the saddle for 2025. Let's make this year a good one. All the endeavors coming up in the new year, starting with the Philadelphia Eagles and their impending playoff run. They defeated the Giants 20-13 over the weekend. They finished the year 14-3, their second 14-win season in 3 years. Sirianni has led the only two 14-win seasons in franchise history. So people can say what they will about Nick Sirianni, but he's a damn good coach, and he now has the only two 14-win seasons in the team's history. With Green Bay losing last week to Chicago, they fall to the 7th seed, so the Eagles will play the Green Bay Packers this weekend in the wild card round at the Link. It'll be a rematch of their week one matchup earlier this year in Brazil, and the Eagles will be healthy going into that game. All 22 starters are projected to be healthy, given that Jalen Hurts clears concussion protocol. I'll give you guys the details on that in just a bit here. But you know, with not allowing Saquon Barkley to chase the record and sitting the starters, I understand it was a disappointment to some for good reason. But the trade-off is you do go into the postseason healthy. You have all 22 starters, and that is what you want to have heading into a postseason. Now, before the announcement was made about the record that Saquon wasn't going to play and this and that, I was on the fence. Like, you should rest the starters. You don't want to risk injury. You don't want Saquon to get some freak thing that'll keep him out of the playoff game. You don't want to risk that. You'll have to play all the offensive line as well. It's just a lot of things. They've played 12 straight weeks. They had the early bye. You know, it's a lot of reasons lined up organically as to why the Eagles should have sat their starters. And then when I saw, like, after the announcement was made that the starters weren't playing and Saquon's going to sit, and then I saw Saquon, like, bummed out, you know, in his interview, even though, you know, he's team first, wants to put the team's goals ahead of his own, this, this, and that. But he looked bummed out in the video, and I was like, man, I kind of want to see him go for it. Like, man, because that is, like, it is history. Your name is forever etched in history if you do it. And then I went back and rewatched when Adrian Peterson was chasing the record and the atmosphere, and they were trying to get into the playoffs. So the starters had to play. It was different circumstances, but man, it was electric with every rush, man. That stadium erupted with excitement. And I was like, oh, imagine if Saquon, again, it's at MetLife. It was, I guess the Giants in the game that didn't matter, not at MetLife. This game was at home, but if you're able to clinch it, against the Giants, it would have been something special. But like I said, it's worth it to keep him to keep him out of it. You want him healthy. You want your all-world running back healthy going to the playoffs for obvious reasons. And so that's why they made the decision to not allow him to go for the record. It seemed like getting 2,000 yards was the big thing for them. They made it a moment, took a timeout. Everybody celebrated that. So it seems like the primary goal was to get 2,000 yards so that everyone could sit in their week. You get your own bye week that way, and now you are good to go heading into the playoffs. For Jalen Hurts, a lot of us are concerned about the status of Jalen Hurts. He's been in concussion protocol since December 22nd in that game against Washington. He essentially hasn't played football for 3 weeks. Dick Sirianni stated yesterday, today is Tuesday, he stated on Monday that he had no new information regarding Jalen Hurts, but he was present at Saturday's walkthrough. CBS Sports did report that, and they said that he is on track to return for the postseason. Now, the reason why Sirianni doesn't have any new information is because you can't clear concussion protocol until you practice. The Eagles' first physical practice isn't until tomorrow, Wednesday. So there's no reason, there's no way for Sirianni to know anything because the next step of the development in concussion protocol isn't until practice on Wednesday. Now, why has Jalen Hurts been in concussion protocol for so long? Well, he would have played last week, in my estimation, he would have played last week if he had to. The last few steps of concussion protocol, you have to do non-contact football activities, non-contact drills, and stuff like that so that you can then be cleared for practice. Since the Eagles rested their starters last week, Jalen Hurts was rested. He didn't have the chance to participate in any drills, so he remained in concussion protocol. And I believe this is the Eagles' way to make him rest, essentially. If you're still in protocol, you literally can't go to the game. Maybe Hurts would have pushed to play for a couple series to knock the rust off. You know, fans are going to be in everybody's ear about Hurts should have played, especially if he starts the playoffs a little rusty. Fans are going to be like, he should have played a couple series in the Giants game, stay loose, what have you. But keeping him in protocol, I think, allows the Eagles to make sure that he got the rest necessary in Week 18. If you don't pass those non-contact steps, you can't be cleared for practice and you can't clear protocol. Since the Eagles rested all their starters last week, Jalen Hurts never had the opportunity to pass those steps. He rested, and then this week he'll go through all that stuff and likely be clear tomorrow or Thursday at the latest. But as far as panic level regarding Hurts, I think he's fine. I don't think there's really anything to worry about. I think he would have played last week if he had to, if the number one seed was still in play or whatever the situation would have been. Hurts would have played if that was necessary. But since nobody had to play, no starters had to play, they kept Hurts in protocol to make sure he didn't play. And now this week will be you know, back to the norm for Jalen Hurts. So I expect some type of announcement tomorrow when the practice report comes out or when media talks to players before or after practice. They'll find out that Hurts has then cleared protocol at that point. But he is expected to be available for the postseason, and that is good news. Now, if he wasn't, I'd be up here campaigning for Tanner McKee to start in the playoffs because he had a very good game against the Giants in his first NFL start. And I think we all knew that was coming. We saw the stuff Tanner McKee did over the summer. We saw what he did in preseason. Outplayed Mariota last summer. Outplayed Kenny Pickett this summer. So we knew the things that Tanner McKee was able to do. And he had a fine first start on Sunday. Finished the day 27 of 41, 269 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Ended the day with 100.6 pass rating. He now has 4 passing touchdowns in 6 quarters of play. He had 3 passing touchdowns in his first 7 pass attempts. Pretty sure that's the first time in history anybody has done that. And when I see him playing like this, my mind goes to QB needy teams that are going to be calling about Tanner McKee over the summer. Now, if I was a betting man, which I am, going to assume Howie Roseman keeps Tanner McKee and attempts to shop Kenny Pickett this summer. Kenny McKee being groomed, for lack of a better term, groomed for the QB2 spot behind Jalen Hurts for years to come. Under contract, 6th-round pick, he should be here for the foreseeable future. Kenny Pickett has 1 more year of contract control, team control, so I think that Howie Roseman will look to move him in some facet this coming summer. And there's a handful of teams I think Tanner McKee could legit start for, like today. Like, you look at the Raiders, just fired Antonio Pierce, which I believe is a poor decision. It's not Antonio Pierce's fault that the organization had Aiden O'Connell under center. They let Josh Jacobs walk. They traded Devontae Adams. What expectations do you have after that? But they fired Antonio Pierce, and now they're going to start from the ground up. Reports are saying Tom Brady's going to have a hand in picking the next head coach because he has ownership stake and all that stuff. So that's fine for the Raiders. But Tanner McKee could start for that team today. He could start for the Giants today. I think he could start for the Colts. If Anthony Richardson is not healthy, he could start for the Colts. Certainly start for Cleveland, who has no idea what they're doing under center at the quarterback position. The Titans, they were playing musical chairs with Will Levis and who else is over there? Mason Rudolph last week. So Tanner McKee is certainly better than both of them. But I like the stuff that I see from Tanner McKee. Decisiveness, quick. He throws a pretty out route. He leads his receivers. He has a great connection with Jahan Dotson, who reminded the league, everybody, like, we knew he could play here in Philadelphia. He just knows that when you're behind Saquon and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Jalen Hurts, who makes his own plays, you're like the sixth option in the offense. So it's tough to get opportunities. But he let the league know, like, I can still catch the ball. 7 catches, 94 yards. His highest total since joining the team. He was a few yards away from his career high that he had against the Eagles last year, I believe. So good on Jahan Dotson. I'm intrigued to see what he'll be able to do with a full summer. Obviously, we'll talk about all that stuff when the offseason rolls around. But with a full summer, Jahan Dotson here, he came here right before the season started. If he gets a full training camp, gets some more chemistry with Jalen Hurts, I'm intrigued to see how they can kind of incorporate that team. And maybe Kellen Moore can do something with him, if Kellen Moore is even still here in Philadelphia. Because Kellen Moore, as expected, this is what happens when you have team success. Kellen Moore is being considered for head coaching vacancies around the league. The Saints put in an interview request for Kellen Moore for their head coaching position on Monday, and then the Jaguars put in a request today. They just relieved Doug Peterson of his duties. The Saints let go of Dennis Allen in the middle of the season. They started 2-0, lost 7 straight, let go of Darren Allen. I think Darren Rizzi finished up the year over there, so the Saints have an opening as well. And Kellen Moore, as expected, is going to get a lot of looks. When you have an offense this successful, people are going to look at the coordinator and try and figure out if they can get him to come in here and lead our team. Kellen Moore's offense this year ranks 7th in scoring, 8th in total yards per game, 1st in average time of possession, and obviously leads the number 2 rushing attack in the NFL with the 2024 rushing champion Saquon Barkley. So like we said, this is the stuff that comes with team success. They're going to look to poach your coordinators. Kellen Moore has had head coaching interviews in the past, but he has never landed a top job. He had a few while he was in Dallas. I don't think he had any last year after the whatever was going on with the Chargers. Teams weren't a fan of him last year, but he came here, runs a nice offense. Now teams are going to be looking at Kellen to see if he has what it takes to potentially be a head coach somewhere. But now everybody gets scared, like, oh no, not again. Let's hope he's not losing focus, because we all remember how the Jonathan Gannon situation with the interviews and being distracted for the Super Bowl and all that stuff. We remember how unsettling all that was. So we're hoping that, you know, Kellen Moore is going to keep the primary task at hand. They asked him today, the media did, about how you maintain focus for the playoffs while you're being considered for head coaching jobs. Kellen Moore said, you don't worry about it too much. Really, the focus is on the week, and those things take care of themselves. Obviously, those things only come to teams that usually tend to have success and are doing things well on the field. That's where your focus is.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
As for the other coordinator, Vic Fangio, they asked him if he had any interest head coaching anywhere. Vic Fangio said, no thanks. I like where I am right now. I think I'm going to stay here for a while. Obviously, he's Philly native. He wants to be around. He wants to watch the Phillies. Don't anticipate Vic Fangio leaving unless it's to retire, because he is older. So unless he's retiring, I think he's going to stay put in Philadelphia for a little bit. He has no interest in head coaching anywhere else. So that's good to hear that Vic is going to stick around. But the defensive turnaround that he's done for the Eagles and now leading what is now the number one offense, officially clinch the number one offense, the Philadelphia Eagles. They held the Giants to 238 yards and 13 points. And that's with the backups. Now I know it's the Giants. Like, it's the Giants who the bar isn't very high as far as the competition level goes. But you still limited the Giants to a low output. Drew Lock tore up the Eagles last year with Seattle. Didn't have all that much success on Sunday. The numbers weren't terrible for Drew Lock, but he wasn't able to get a whole lot going. But minus the deep shot to Malik Nabers, because Malik Nabers is that good. But good to see the defense, a well-earned number one overall defense for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the first time they've had the top-ranked unit since 1991. And that was like a legendary defense. Like, I was born in 93, so I didn't get to watch it. But the stories I've heard from like older people who have spoken to about prior Eagles teams, they're telling me that 91 team would have won it all if Randall didn't get hurt. I'll need somebody to verify. If you're an older one, if you're an older listener and you got to see that team, let me know if that was the team to beat if Randall didn't get hurt. But that was like Reggie White and all that stuff going on. And the Eagles haven't had a number one defense since. So exciting stuff for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's hope they keep that up with the postseason in mind. Shout out to my guy, Nia Smith. If you've been listening to this since last draft season, at least you know that we're big and Nia Smith fans here. My co-host who's on the show sometimes, Steven, he was always he scouted on Nia Smith before the season got underway, before the draft got underway. And now it's good to see him getting his first career touchdown. EJ Jenkins, who flashed a lot during the preseason, got his first touchdown as well. These are guys that Tanner McKee has been throwing to all year with like the third team offense. So no surprise that he was able to find his guys in the end zone. Will Shipley impressed, had some nice pass catches. He caught four passes for 35 yards, showing his versatility as a pass catcher. So if he gets the running back two nod next year, Kenneth Gainwell is unrestricted free agent. I think he's made himself some money this year. He can prove he can be a part of a pretty good offense. So we'll see what happens with that. But if Gainwell is not here next year, Will Shipley looks like he will be a fine running back too moving forward. So that is exciting as well. As of Tuesday, we have no new news of Jalen Hurts. I expect to hear something tomorrow regarding his status and the concussion and all that. Fans are worried for right. You want your good reason. You want your QB1 to be to be ready for the wild card round. And I think that will be the case. Everyone is healthy for the most part. You can't say the same for the Packers, though. They'll be without Jair Alexander, who they placed on injured reserve. Top deep threat Christian Watson tore his ACL in the other Sunday's loss to Chicago. So they're not going to have them. They'll have Dontavian Wicks. They'll have Romeo Dobbs. They'll have Jaden Reed. And, of course, they'll have Josh Jacobs. I put out a tweet on Monday about what worries you most. And I don't like saying worry. Like, I don't like saying scared, actually, which is why I worded it like that. I don't want to say what scares you the most, because we're not really scared of the Packers. But what worries you most about this upcoming matchup against the Packers? A lot of it is Josh Jacobs. He's caught fire as of late. He's had a touchdown in like 9 straight games or whatever the streak is. And a lot of them are saying the Eagles beating themselves, starting out slow, making poor decisions. If Hurts comes out and doesn't get the offense firing because he hasn't played football in a few weeks, That's a concern. But Jalen Hurts hasn't forgotten to play football. I want people to understand. He hasn't forgotten to play football over these three weeks. A few years ago, the 2022 season, I don't think he didn't play for like 22 days before the divisional round. They had the first round bye and all that. Came out in the divisional round and destroyed the Giants. Came right out, threw a deep ball to Smitty, and it was over from there. So I think that rest and rust won't be a factor for this, unless the concussion is really impacting him, but I don't think that's the case at all. I think Hurts will come out ready to go, and he'll prepare really well in practice, and I think that will be the case moving forward. If not, for whatever some freak reason, hey, I'll be campaigning for Tanner McKee, who is way too good to be QB3. He really should be QB2 moving forward. I don't know if they'll make him QB2 for the remainder of the playoffs, but he should be if Kenny Pickett is still dealing with rib injuries. A healthy Tanner McKee is worlds better than a rib injured Kenny Pickett. And he might be better than a healthy Kenny Pickett. And I don't want to drag Kenny Pickett all that much, because he did show some toughness a couple weeks ago in that game that he had to play in. He had broken ribs. He had to take like painkiller shots and injections before the game, in the middle of the game. So Kenny Pickett, showed a lot of toughness in that Kelly Green game against the Cowboys. I know it's his hometown team, and his parents were in town, and Kenny Pickett wanted to make sure he didn't miss that for the world, and he did what he had to do to play for his team. And Micah was putting his ass in the dirt every play. He took a lot of shots in that game. But shout out to Kenny Pickett for doing what he had to clinch the number two seed overall to make sure the starters could rest in the final week, because they certainly did need that bye. 12 straight weeks of playing, that early bye week, that was like week five, I think. Yeah, because they were 2-2 heading into that. So week five, and now the Eagles will be well-rested heading into the postseason. What are your guys' thoughts? Are you guys worried about this game? Are we not scared of the Packers at all? You ready? And looking ahead, we'll go over the scenarios of who the Eagles could potentially play in the second round, but I don't like getting too ahead of myself, because that is like bad karma. You don't want to do that. You want to focus on the task at hand. Get ready for the Green Bay Packers. And I really wanted to see the Commanders, honestly. I wanted to see them, because they've been talking kind of crazy since they won. But we'll see them down the road, if we see them at all. When we do, we'll make sure to send them back home. I'll keep you guys posted on the Jalen Hurts stuff, and we'll have a formal preview episode this week ahead of the Packers game as well. Just wanted to get up here, give you guys a brief overview of what is going on with the team as we ramp up for the postseason run. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the show. Follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. I will catch you guys later in the week to talk more Eagles ball. Until then, y'all have a good day. Have a good week. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.